Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. Whenever I hear Wayne Newton doing that song, I just can't help but picture Ferris Bueller doing it in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It is one of my favorite sing-along music numbers from any movie ever. Probably tied up there with Tom Cruise in, what was that movie he did, the first movie, Risky Business, yes. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. And you can join me for Family Financial Matters, which is our next segment with Jim Scheinberg. Jim is the managing partner at North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years. And he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well. So I offer my own personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to my show, Jim.
Well, Donka Shane, for having me today here, Bruce. I appreciate the opportunity.
You are very welcome. So, as usual, we are turn to you and talk about money and have the creative challenge of how my column might relate to money matters, as most of them are not specifically addressing money matters. So how do you think going to therapy and blended families and having big fights might relate to me and my money, or me, my family, and my money?
You know, remarkably, it was really easy this time around, because a lot of your listeners may not realize this, but the role of a good financial advisor, broker, money manager, the ones that really serve that role well, it's not all that dissimilar at times to the role of a family therapist. There's a lot of blended roles that are very similar between the two.
Mm-hmm. Elaborate a little bit.
I will. You know, frequently, and we've talked about this theme quite a bit on the show throughout the last year, of, you know, those momentary fits of greed or fear that most investors feel, and they're normally market-driven, but sometimes they can be events in a life that would trigger something. And
media affects us a lot, because we get assaulted by various projections and advertisements for a particular financial instrument, and we start to believe, well, heck, if my guy's not saying I should buy gold, then he must be an idiot.
Right, and I mean, in actuality, and I may have more of a sinister design on the role of media, but I mean, I actually believe that they're purposefully playing on those emotional strings to keep people keep people watching from time to time.
You think?
I'm a cynic.
What a cynic! I can't believe it. I thought journalism was all about altruism.
Right, right. That's, well, it used to be, maybe. It's so easy to say the good old days.
Well, I actually do believe that journalism is no longer journalism. It's opinionism. But let's save that for another time.
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, look, I think you really come down to something that's a great parallel in your article. The creation of rules, sitting down as a family, sitting down with an unbiased third party, and cobbling out a plan on how you're going to deal with certain things like child rearing is not dissimilar to the approach that a really competent relationship with a financial consultant is going to bring to the table with a family. Some families, it's just the husband or the wife that leads the investment. Sometimes it is a blend of both. And so to sit down with a competent financial consultant and work out those rules, those plans, is very similar to the way you do and did when you sat down to work out how you were going to raise the kids with the blended household.
Very interesting, because you parallel what Wayne Levine said in the Men's Room segment. I know you know Wayne, in which he said you need to have your nuts or your terms. So it's very, very similar when it comes to money, is what you're saying, and being on the same page with your spouse.
Absolutely. And, you know, and sometimes it's not the spouse. And I want to make sure that we kind of hit all the bases here, because you can draw some other parallels. You know, obviously, Bruce, you've consolidated your relationships over the years, but there's still a lot of people out there that have a 401k over there. They've got three different brokerage accounts over here and there, and then they maybe have some direct relationships with some mutual fund companies, and then they may even have another money manager. And so when you look at that type of a relationship, that's kind of a blended family in and of itself. And if there is no therapist in that relationship, if there is no place to go when something, you know, has a blow up, so to speak, just like you say in your column, then unfortunately, the person who's related to the experience, i.e. the investor or investors, they're the ones that have to sift through the situation. And since they're not unbiased, separated third parties from it, that, you know, they can get caught up into the emotions of the day. So really, you know, and one of the things that we've talked about before, and there's very few places you can go, it's important to be able to pick up the phone and call somebody who doesn't have a horse in the race. And whether it's an unbiased third party that's billing by the hour, who's an attorney, or an organization like ours, that you can go to and you can sort through the rubble of that particular situation and really determine what's true and what's conforming with those rules. It's difficult to do it yourself, and not a lot of people have a place to turn.
That's a really good point, and I think finding that independent counsel when it comes to money is as valuable as finding the independent therapist. I do have a question, though, that is specific to the theme of step-parenting. You obviously, in representing the various clients you've had, have come across cases where families like mine remarry, and I'm sure it does raise more complications in the decision making, and I'm wondering how you've experienced some of that.
Well, you know, I think the key is, and I think we talked about this maybe even on our first show, the key is the plan. The key is the rules. It's amazing how many people, even to this day, knowing everything we know about why some marriages don't make it, is, you know, the largest reasons actually finances. It's so amazing that most people, when they get into marriage, whether it's the first or the second, don't actually sit down and talk about what are going to be the rules. What's the shared vision? So important for second marriages, because you have the complicated issue of blended or non-blended assets. You have children to care for. Who's going to pay for college education? You know, my parents are still married 45 years, I think, this year, 44, 45 years. But they were married prior, and I have half brothers and half sisters. And so how do you deal with that? How do you deal with the estate? How do you deal with, you know, who's getting paid for what out of what bucket? And the answer is sit down, especially if you have the opportunity to sit down with a third party, and you cobble out the plan. And then you've got something you can go back to and refer to when you do have the occasional blow-up, like you mentioned in your column.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, I just realized when you said that, how very important that is, and how many people wait too late to make the plan. And then a crisis comes up, and now they're arguing when they didn't set down some rules and some guidelines before.
There's probably an opportunity for a whole industry to be created. Think about how many marriage counselors there are out there. Ask yourself how many marriage financial counselors there are out there. And it's so important to have that third-party resource, but yet there's so few organizations that serve that niche. Wouldn't it be great if you could just as easily seek that kind of advice as well?
I think it's wonderful. Well, you actually provide that, but it's not characterizes that. And other good managers, financial managers, do as well. But I think the characterization you've just described might be a little side business that you may want to start. I want a percentage because you thought of it on air here.
Well, by all means. And then, Bruce, why don't we just farm it out to one of your listeners? They can start it and send us royalties.
I think that's a great idea. I love it. Listen, Jim, we're nearly out of time. Please tell the listeners where they can find you, especially how to get your fantastic newsletter.
Well, we just put out our last one, so that's certainly topical and timely. They can reach me, well, through your website. We always forget to mention that. You can find us at the BruceSalin.com website. There's a place to sign up for our newsletter there. But if you want to contact us directly, you can always reach us at info@npier.com. That's info@n, like the direction, north, peer.com.
Terrific. Jim, thank you so much for joining the show. This is Jim Scheinberg from North Pier Fiduciary Management, and this is Bruce Salin saying it is time for another break. We will be back for some closing remarks, a tease on next week's show, and maybe some more SSM, or shameless self-promotion, as I like to call it. SSP, I mean. Come right back, please.